This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. We bring in a friend of the show, former Browns quarterback, and a guy we love talking football with. His name is Josh Booty. Hello. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. How are y'all today?
Thanks for having me. We are hanging in. Look, a ton of perspective awesome. I can't wait to get from you. Look, if you're Case Keenum and you're ready to be the starting quarterback for the Browns tonight, and you found out essentially yesterday when you got the reps with the first team that it's your turn right now, what's going through your mind?
You got to be fired up, first of all. I mean, he's got a team that, you know, can play decent enough for him to win this game. That's for sure. I know we're banged up. Cleveland is banged up, and especially at the running back position. But at the same time, I mean, last year and this year, leading up to, I guess, week 7 now in the NFL, our offensive line is good. It's very capable. Keenum is a smart quarterback, a heady guy. He led the Vikings into the playoffs a few years ago, had a great run. He's not a guy that hadn't played football. This guy, he knows how to get rid of the football. He can move if he has to. He's a lot like Baker Mayfield, just in terms of, and that's probably why they signed him. I mean, they're paying him some pretty decent backup money too. So this kid is going to be ready to play, I promise you. And he's a competitive gamer. Now, I remember watching him in college too, and I thought, man, you know, he put up all the yards and, you know, had the illustrious passing, I guess, career in college. But I mean, you could tell this guy really loved the game of football. So you know he's going to give his best effort. He can't wait to play and show the fans of Cleveland that, you know, there's a reason he's there in that backup role. And it's just, you know, they're going to have some key guys in backup roles and key positions, rather, in this game, and they're going to all have to step up.
So, Josh, if you're in Case Keenum's shoes, you're taking the ball, you're running out there, where are you looking first? Are you trying to find that guy that you got a little bit of chemistry with, or is it one of those where you're looking and going, all right, I got Jarvis Landry on my right. That's a trusted guy for my starting quarterback. Let's get the ball to him. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm taking what they give me, to be honest with you, especially early in the game. I would tell any you know, young quarterback or any quarterback that hadn't played in a while, okay, let's get him some completions. Let's establish a little bit of a pass game. Let's hope the run game works out too. Hopefully not being long down and distance situations early on in the game to give yourself a little confidence. I'm not really looking for one guy. I'm looking for the right guy. And that's how I think quarterbacks succeed at that level, is throw to the right guy. A lot of times there's coverages that rotate right before the snap or, you know, right at the snap. And you've got to, you can't just really key on, okay, I'm going to get Landry a bunch of balls, or I'm going to get Odell Beckham some balls because he's healthy. I'm going to get whoever's open the ball. And if it's Odell, if it's Landry, if it's the big tight end, let's get the guys that are open the football. And I think that's when you have success. Let the other guys do something after the catch with it and not try to do too much. I think a lot of guys will go in there, okay, they want to set the world on fire, but let's not try to do too much. Let's get the ball to the right guy. Let them be the playmakers. They're getting paid to do that too. And so I think it takes the pressure off yourself. It kind of puts it on, okay, the football gods, to be honest with you. I'm going to get it to the right guy. Let's see what they can do with it after the fact. And then you look up and probably have a more successful day than if you try to do too much or try to get it to one or two people that you might feel comfortable with. I like throwing to the right guy.
They're also in another interesting situation with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb out tonight. So you look, you've got D'Ernest Johnson and Demetric Felton and John Kelly. But I would think, and help me out with this, because I don't understand how the practice situation works for the second teamers. But I think that would might be a little bit more comforting, knowing that, I mean, those are his second team running backs when they're in practice, right?
Yeah, he's used to being around those guys, especially even when they're given, you know, scout team looks, because a lot of times the twos will give the scout team looks. And so they're getting to, you know, run other plays that the other team showcases every week in preparation for that week's game. But he's had to do a lot with those second team guys just in, you know, game one, two, three, four, five, six, the preparation of it. So, you know, he's on the same page as those guys, whether it's the Cleveland Brown offense or not. He knows where those guys are going to be in a lot of different ways and a lot of different situations. So I would think he's very comfortable with the backups. And, you know, a lot of times at the running back position anyways, you don't want to get your first team guys banged up. So, you know, your backups get a lot more reps at that position than other positions, just because running back is so demanding and you don't want to get them hurt or banged up in practice. So I'm sure those second, third team, fourth team running backs have had some reps in practice situations a lot of times. So they'll be comfortable enough to make it a winner for them tonight. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Josh, it's looking like the Browns are going to start a backup right tackle in Blake Hantz over Jack Conklin, and then left tackle Dredrick Wills is looking like he is going to play. He's on track to play. If you're coming into this game, what are you doing to make life easier on a backup right tackle and a left tackle coming off injury?
Well, first of all, I don't think you want to be in a lot of long down and distance situations. Like I mentioned, it's suicide for an offense. And I think, you know, Denver's got a pretty good defense, that's for sure. They were a little bit vulnerable in the pass game last week, but they've got a good defense, good rush defense too. And so I would try to just stay balanced as much as you can, not put too much pressure on that the new right tackle and the banged up left tackle, because you don't want to have them to have to hold the fort down too long, too many times. And you give yourself a chance to win if you're not in a long down distance situation. So I think that would be the key to the game, is let's run the ball effectively. Let's hope we do that. Let's be precise in the pass game, because Keenum is an accurate passer. He's not a big down the field thrower. He's not a big 6'5", strong arm guy like Stafford or Josh Allen or some of these guys that are really having great years. He's gonna be a guy that can move the chains and understand where he needs to go with the football. So I think if he does that well and we mix it up well, the balance is going to be key. A lot of it's going to fall on the offensive coordinator, to be honest with you, tonight, and the game plan that they have and being successful, especially to help those guys out. You're right, though. That's a big deal. When you get in games and you're in third and long a lot of times and you got guys that are – you know, new on the right side of the line or a guy that's banged up on the left side, they can take advantages of you. A defense can take advantage of you easily. So we got to make sure we're not in too many bad situations offensively.
Former Browns quarterback Josh Booty joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The defense has not looked good the last 2 weeks. We're talking about 84 points in the last two games. Just your thoughts on that, and how do you take a defense that's given up as many points as they have in the last 2 weeks and turn this thing around?
Well, it's middle of the season. You know, you've got to make strides. And I would teach that if I'm coaching them up this week. I'm like, guys, we know we can't allow that many points. Our rush D has been good pretty much all year. We've got a great pass rush, especially with Myles Garrett. Everybody knows about that. Now we've got to start playing well in the back end. The linebackers have got to play well. I think playing against Denver, Denver's not an explosive offense. I think this could help Cleveland get back kind of into some successful moments defensively, because I don't think Denver's a team that just can scare the pants off of you like a Kansas City Chiefs or like a Rams team that can just move the football at ease. I think Denver gets it done a little differently. So this could help us a little bit defensively tonight, not giving up a lot of points. We've got to get to where, we play better team defense. That's for sure. But it could start tonight. This is a pivotal game. When you're talking about 2-3-3 teams, you don't want to be 3-4. You'd rather be 4-3 going into week 8. So this is a big game, and the defense does need to step up.
Josh, you're looking on the other side of it. I know you've done a little bit of coaching and all that kind of stuff as well. But Teddy Bridgewater really takes care of the ball, will check it down at any given point. If you're on defense, what are you doing to slow down what Denver wants to do on offense?
Well, you got to win on first down, second down, give them tough situations. Exactly opposite of what we were talking about with Cleveland is try to shut some of the run down to where they're in maybe some third and longs. I mean, Bridgewater did throw three picks last week. He did throw for 330 and three touchdowns. So, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over much. You're right. He's effective, but he's not a real deep ball threat guy either, and I don't think their offense is set up that way, to be honest with you. I think he wants to be precise. He wants to complete balls, do everything he can right. I think as a defense, you've just got to eliminate big chunks on first down so that you're not in second and two and now they've got you by the balls, so to speak. You know, you almost got to turn that on them. You got to be great on first down. First down defense eliminates a lot of things that they could call in a playbook. And that's week in, week out. But with a guy like Bridgewater, he just wants to move the chains and go and score points and be productive to be successful. And you've got to be able to throw him into situations that he's not great at. And that would be third and long, really any quarterback, but he's not a big arm guy. So we just got to eliminate, you know, some of the mistakes maybe we've made on first down defensively and make it very tough for him on second and third down to try to move those chains every possession.
Josh, this is a team obviously with tons of expectations going into the season. Kevin Stefanski has not lost two games in a row, and now he has. He definitely has lost three because he's never been in this opportunity. When you're in the locker room and you're starting to look around a little bit for answers, and you wonder how tight guys get once losing comes into play, because when you're winning, everything's great. What's important for Kevin Stefanski right now about just making sure that even though they've lost a couple of games, that everyone's still on the same page? Like, what does he need to do to make sure that he keeps that locker room cohesive?
Well, it's the NFL. Football is a tough game. And, you know, my kids play high school football, and it's tough on them now. And, you know, I'm like, you can't imagine how tough it is on Saturdays and Sundays. So, you know, everybody in the locker room understands it's a physical game. And especially that division that they're in with Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, man, it is always a tough division defensively. It's battles. It's windy. It's rainy. It's cold sometimes this time of year and on. And so I think they just got to bow their neck, to be honest with you, especially defensively, and say, listen, we're not gonna take anything less than our best, and we got to go out there and perform and compete and be tough. I think tough-minded teams, especially in that division, the toughest-minded teams always win. So I think he's got to instill that in the guys. I don't care who's playing. You got to be tough-minded, especially defensively, and then try to come out of there with a win because it is a pivotal game. It really is.
All right, Josh, you're an LSU grad, so I got to ask you, Coach O out at LSU, who do you want to take over?
Man, I would love to see Lane Kiffin. I've got to spend a lot of time with Lane in my life. I guess he was coached my brother at USC when he was a quarterback under Pete Carroll with Sarkisian was there. They were co-coordinators, and I got a chance to play for him in Oakland when he was there under Al Davis as the head coach, and Jamarcus Russell was there. I was a backup. But I think there's a lot of good candidates, to be honest with you. They're throwing out James Franklin, Mel Tucker, Lane Kiffin, Joe Brady. They like Aranda. Both those guys. Aranda's at Baylor. He was our defensive coordinator when we won the national championship a few years back at LSU. Joe Brady was the offensive coordinator that is now the offensive coordinator at Carolina for the Panthers. So I think they would like to see maybe one of those guys come back home because they did such a good job several years ago in helping us secure that national championship. But I think Lane Kiffin would be the funnest hire because he's kind of like a modern-day Spurrier. You know, he gives you all the sound bites and the fun stuff, but he also is really good offensively, and we always have great talent offensively, especially at the wide receiver and running back position. And it'd be fun to watch and see what LSU could do with his scheme with all our athletes. But, you know, there's a lot of good ones out there, to be honest with you. I don't really have a favorite other than Kiffin. If any of the other guys, there's another guy that's surfacing, Billy Napier, who's at ULL, University of Louisiana Lafayette, that's a really good young coach. He just has never coached at the SEC level. He's in the Sun Belt, so that's a little different for us to reach down into the Sun Belt to grab a head coach, but it could happen.
Not to mention, Lane's already got the one-handed Odell catch down, so, I mean, That's a win.
And we play Ole Miss this week, and we're 10-point underdogs, and we've never been a 10-point underdog to Ole Miss. So, you know, he's doing some good things there. But, yeah, you're right. Kiffin's a funny dude.
So, wait, here's my question. You brought up Mel Tucker. He's a Cleveland Heights guy, too, by the way, because we didn't
know. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if Mel does that, do they still have the plane from when Nick Saban came down?
They probably do. They need to upgrade the plane, I'm sure, if they still have the same one. I actually rode on that plane once or twice with Saban, and what an experience. But I think Mel could be a good one too. You know, there's, you know, a lot of people go, well, do we need an offensive guy or a defensive guy? You know, and like Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, he's a defensive guy. He's, you know, he's an Ohio State, Notre Dame type of guy. And I know those would probably be jobs that he'd jump all over. But LSU's a, you know, top 10 program, I think, with the amount of athletes that we can get. We don't have to recruit against anybody inside the state of Louisiana. There's a lot of other SEC teams that have to recruit against each other in their own states. I mean, you know, Alabama's got Auburn, A&M's got Texas, Mississippi State's got Ole Miss, you know, Georgia's got Georgia Tech, even though it's not two SEC schools. Florida has Florida State, Miami, and everybody else. So, I mean, I think we have a real advantage that we don't have another huge school in our state. So this job is a big one. I hope we get someone really good.
Josh, you ready to coach again? Do you want to coach college? No?
I wish. I don't really have any experience.
But you sound like you've been coaching for 30 years.
Well, I've been around the game, probably watched more football than anybody, but because I love it so much. But I don't know if I'd want that job, man. Those fans, if you don't produce in 2 or 3 years, ask Orgeron what happens, or ask Les Miles. I mean, you can get bounced really quick. I think, you know, out of all the teams, all the universities out there, Florida and LSU are two of the toughest places to coach, because our fan bases, they love you or hate you, and if you don't win quick, man, you lose your luster fast. And so I don't envy those guys that, other than maybe their paychecks, what they have to deal with. You know, so Orgeron's a good coach. He's just not a head coach. He's a defensive line coach and a recruiter.
Josh, awesome stuff. We love talking to you, and hopefully we'll have you back on real soon. Thanks, man.
No, thanks for having me anytime. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. You as well, dude.
We'll get an update on the family next time, too. Only other boys are doing. We'll talk to you later, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.